Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the Red Carpet with More Celebrity Facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about Bill Murray. So, Bill Murray was born on September 21st, 1950 in Evanston, Illinois in Lukesville, and mail room clerk and Edward J. Murray, a lumber salesman. Bill and his eight siblings grew up in an Irish Catholic family. His paternal grandfather was from County Cork, while his maternal ancestors were from County Galway. After graduating from Lawyer Academy, Murray attended Regis University in Denver, Colorado, taking pre-medical courses but quickly dropped out and returned to Illinois. In 1975, off the Broadway, the National Lampoon show led to his first television role as a cast member on the ABC variety show Saturday Night Live with Costell. Murray landed in his first stunning role with Meatballs. He followed with his first portrayal of Hunter S. Thompson, Where the Buffalo Roam. In the early 1980s, he collaborated with writer-director Harold Ramis and starred in string box office including Caddyshack and Stripes, and he had a role in Tootsie. Murray began work in a field adaptation of Somerset Maugham of novels The Razor Edge, the film which Murray co-wrote and starred in the role drama, where he agreed with Columbia Pictures to star in Ghostbusters, in a role that originally written by Joan Belushi to get financing for The Razor Edge. Ghostbusters became the highest grossing film of 1984 and at the time the highest grossing comedy ever. The Razor Edge was filmed before Ghostbusters was released, was a box office flop. He made no film appearances but participated in public readings in Matterham organised by playwright director Timothy Mayer and a stage production of Beltroy Brash's A Man of Man. Murray returned to the film with Scrooged and Ghostbusters 2. He starred in Harold Ramis's fantasy comedy Groundhog Day. The Washington Post's Hal Hasman praised Murray's performance. Murray is a breed unto himself, a sort of gonzo minimalist. Murray decided to turn down towards more dramatic roles and experienced a renaissance of his career. In 2000, he portrayed Polymus and Michael Agnew's Helmet, based on play by William Shakespeare. In 2003, he starred in his first collaboration with director Sofia Coppola in Lost in Translation, opposite Scarlett Johansson. Murray played an aging movie star on assignment in Tokyo to shoot Sun Story whiskey commercial. He also voiced Garfield in the Garfield movie, which was in 2004, and then reprised his role as Garfield in Garfield the Tale of Two Kitties that came out in 2006. Murray later said that he only took the role because he was under mistaken impression to the screenplay. Co-written by Joel Cohen, was a work of Joel Cohen. In 2009, he played himself in a zombie comedy Zombieland starring Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg. Murray also voiced Mr. Badger in Anderson's stop-motion film Fantastic Mr. Fox, which released in 2009. Murray starred alongside Roger Michels of History Comedy Hyde Park on London in 2012, where he played Franklin D. Roosevelt, opposite Robert's cousin Margaret Suki, Olivia Williams, and Eleanor Roosevelt. The film focuses on the 1939 visit at the Roosevelt Hyde Park, home by King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, Samuel West and Olivia Colman respectively. There has been speculation that Murray might return to the Ghostbusters franchise for a rumoured Ghostbusters 3. Murray once said, "I'll do it if only my character was killed in the first reel. And also, you know, maybe I should do it. Maybe I'll do it for the fun to do." Eventually, he appeared in both 2006 Ghostbusters reboot and Martin Hayes' Critical Ghost Debunker, which was released on the 15th of July 2016. In 2018, Murray returned to Saturday Night Live, portraying Donald Trump's White House chief staggerist Steve Bannon alongside Fred Armiston and journalist and author Michael Wolff. Murray reprised his role in Groundhog Day for an ad which aired during the 2020 Super Bowl. In it, he steals the groundhog and drives him to various places in the orange Jeep Gladiator. Bill reprised his role as Peter Backman in the Jason Threats Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was released in 2021. Fellow Ghostbusters cast members also reprised their roles, including Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts. He also appeared in Peter's family's biological war comedy drama film, The Greatest Beer Run Ever, alongside Zac Efron and Russell Crowe. It debuted at the 2022 Toronto International Film Festival, where it received mixed reviews. It later debuted on Apple TV. So now you know about Bill Murray, he's one of the most amazing actors I've definitely seen in the film industry. My favourite films he starred in were Scrooge and Garfield. They're one of my all-time favourite classics. I also love Ghostbusters as well. That was a good old classic watching when I was growing up. Next week, I've got a big surprise. Since it's Christmas Eve next week, I am talking about Santa Claus. So stay tuned, everybody.